gold-plated diapers.
Hey there, jellyheads, and welcome to another episode of
Flapdoodle Forum,
the show where we discuss the strange occurrences
in society and culture,
and provide our feedback for
and insights for you to enjoy.
You to enjoy.
Welcome to the show.
Hey,
had a little role reversal there.
Video dose, Matt Buckley,
the second series
of
a series about us doing
this
Flapdoodle
Forum.
Hooray.
So you got a flap?
Yes, of course I have a flap, Luke. When do I not have a flap?
When don't you have a flap?
My name's not Bubba.
Hold on, I forgot.
Wait, I was supposed to get my own story?
Guess who's coming on No U-Turns at the Drive-In Friday?
Danny DeVito.
Close.
Is it somebody I know, or is
you?
It...
Yeah, you've spent a morning and an afternoon. No, you spent like an afternoon with him.
Travis Ritchie?
Nope. But someday he'll probably come on again.
Wait. Morning and an afternoon.
Probably not morning because you couldn't make it until lunchtime. You bought him lunch off of Dave's card.
What the hell are you talking about? Oh. Somebody from the Morbid Curiosity thing.
Yes.
Lydia?
Actually, that might be a good... Someday. Yeah, actually, that might not be a bad idea, because Dave and I are trying to do this thing, in case you don't know. Those, listen to Know Your Turns at the Drive-In.
Roderick?
No. Maybe he... No, I don't think he left, did he? Evan Jones.
Okay.
Yes. He played Dr. Mathis in the opening, and... Andrew the truck driver at the end.
How's Morbid Curiosity shaping up?
Music is done. I just need to record with Yuli. What if we could do that tomorrow?
You haven't done that yet?
No, I asked him. He's like, what are you... Oh, I'm going to do that right now.
Flapdoodle time!
All right.
Ready for my story?
Hold on. Let me text. Record tomorrow, Yuli? Are you sending her a picture?
No, I'm Snapchatting.
I got your... What was your Snap... Like, I kept trying to hit it, but it wouldn't work. Like, it would pop up and disappear, and then the countdown is still going. I'm trying to get it, and it would pop up, go down. Like,
what
I just saw
happening?
Matt's fight. It was like you and Bubba doing something.
I think I saved it to my phone. I'll show
and
it
I
you.
Snapchatted you back with, like, an image of burritos cooking.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking to myself, like, what the hell? Like, it wasn't even, like, a response to what I sent.
What did you send? I can't.
I'm sending this out. Hold on.
Me snapping.
Everybody. I'm going to make it my story.
Oh, nice.
Live from Lucas's basement. All right, I'm going to show you that thing from yesterday.
This makes for great TV.
Well, you know what? TV makes for great Lucas Wilson.
Yes, I can't argue with that theory. Down to energy drinks. What did it say?
Nope, this is Red's Apple Ale.
Oh, okay.
And he has Peace Tea, I think.
Oh, well, Peace Tea.
That's none of my. You know the meme where Kermit the Frog is just sipping his drink? He says, that's none of my business, though.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a play on that.
I don't like Peace Tea. It tastes like cigarettes.
Dude, they have this new Shack soda. It's called Soda Shack. It's made by Arizona, and it's in those huge, like, 72-ounce cans. No, probably not 72 ounces. It's a huge can, though.
I think they're actually they're like 28 ounces.
Yeah, 28, 30 ounces, somewhere around there. And each can has, like, a different Shack facial expression. It's marketing genius. And it's got all sorts of weird flavors like blueberry and vanilla. Bunch of crazy stuff. But Bubba's been buying one almost every day.
Sounds like Bubs. Bub's got to come on here. He's got to do a video show.
He's retired from podcasts.
No, he is coming back on someday. He's going
to
come back.
Well, you need to come over to our place. But every time I ask you, you just say you're busy.
You have never asked me. Invite me over. I've got Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
You do need to see that. What was I doing? Oh.
You flapdoodle.
This story is from Inquisitor. Ghost particle, proof of ET life? Mm-hmm. Astrobiologists say particle is proof alien life exists.
What is this ghost particle?
A team of British researchers from the universities of Sheffield and Buckingham claim they have discovered a microscopic structure in the outer reaches of the Earth's atmosphere which furnishes evidence of existence of alien life. They claim that the structure, which has a ghostly appearance, could be the long-awaited proof that life exists in other parts of our universe.
Ghostly appearance? What is...
An image of the ghost particle, described as looking like a chiffon.
Tell us.
Don't just sit there. All right. To the comments! A chiffon scarf and having the width of a human hair. It's being published for the
chiffon
first time.
Chiffon scarf?
I'm going to show you this word, Luke. It's up there.
I'd probably pronounce that chiffon.
Stefan
scarf.
The particle was discovered by Professor Milton Wainwright and his team from the University of Sheffield and the University of Buckingham Center for Astrobiology in dust and particulate matter collected from the stratosphere, the outer part of the atmosphere.
Calm down, man.
I'm getting so worked up about this ghost particle because the possibilities are just
too many.
They were able to collect the particle from the stratosphere at an altitude of about 27 kilometers by sending up balloons during last year's Perseid shower.
All right.
The ghost particle appears to be the researchers' latest characterization of what they had earlier dubbed the dragon particle, which they announced in 2014.
Why did they change the name?
I don't know. I'm not an astrobiologist. Wainwright and his colleagues believe that the ghost particle made up of carbon and oxygen is biological. The sample the team found and photographed under the microscope resembles a deflated balloon. But the team believes that it is a biological or living balloon which an alien microbe inflates with gas lighter than air, making it possible for the microbe to float in an alien atmosphere or sea environment.
What? Is there a picture?
Yes.
Can I see it? It's kind of weird. Wait, what is this from? What source?
The Daily Inquirer. No, it's a site called Inquisitor.
Inquisitor.
This ties in with a theory called panspermia, which posits that life on Earth came from space.
Off of comets.
Specifically, the theory of panspermia claims that life is widespread throughout the universe and has been transported to many worlds by objects such as comets. I guess they're going to be looking into this more. And
I think they found some organic compounds on that comet they landed on. They're like, ooh, maybe. Maybe.
What do you believe, Luke?
I think that could be a plausible scientific idea. I mean, it's treated as a credible potential hypothesis for the origin of life, and that perhaps the material needed for creating organic life could have originated on sources outside the planet. And I think that is a plausible idea. I'm like, you know, shoot down all this carbon crap, all this organic things needed to create for these stuff to coalesce into
coagulate
into this living goo that was early primordial Earth.
Still just blows my mind, like just life in general, you know, like how life could apparently come from nothing. Like, how do you go from molecules and static particles and stuff to particles that are actually moving and living?
And aware that they exist?
Yeah, well, way down the road, yeah.
Yeah, way down the road. But I mean, it's like, that part, really, I've already mentioned this so many times, but it is kind of like something baffled. I was like, how can individual little particles of, like, matter and energy just somehow we get enough of them together in a certain format and they know they exist. Like, an atom can know it exists.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, I mean, that's one of the two great mysteries that I'm just so fascinated by is genesis of life and just how the universe came to be.
Yeah.
Like, where did all this matter come from?
Yeah. Big Bang, but then
where did that come from?
Yeah,
it's just one question always leads to another.
To another, yeah. And it didn't happen like one spot. It happened like everywhere at once or something. And then there's like the observable universe, so what we can see since the Big Bang happened. But then there are more past that because of the speed of light, we can't see further than the time it's been since the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it will slowly, the bubble in which we can see will slowly expand. Because you
The universe is expanding, right?
No, not because the universe is expanding, because the light now has had time to reach us from that part of the universe. And then there's the idea that this isn't the only universe. There's multiverses out there, all existing
or
in space.
Or that this isn't the first time that the universe has come into being. Like, what if there's an infinite number of universe creation and destruction loops that have already happened?
Yeah. And it gets really complicated doing the whole multiverse thing. So if you think of this other universes, say, like, where even we exist, like, the only difference is that right now I didn't touch that remote. And...
So you're saying that it's possible that there's a parallel universe where Flapdoodle Forum is the number one show on the internet.
Yes, exactly. We beat out all the others, Psycho Jellyfish.
And Bizarre States is actually asking us
to come on their show. They're like this Nerdist is this tiny little thing, and we're the ones out there.
We're the big dogs.
Big dogs, yeah. Freddie Wong is asking us to be on
for special effects
advice. Yeah. Oh man, you know, we're the ones that got, like, I got hired to direct Guardians of the Galaxy. You're writing the next Star Wars movie or something.
Wow, I want to go to this universe now and switch out with the me in universe. And be like, come take my mundane life on in this other multiverse, please. I'll write Star Wars.
Be awesome, man. But then at the same time, if there's universes where these couldn't exist, that means that there's a universe. If there infinite amount of universes, then there has to be a universe that has destroyed all other universes. But then again, there's also but then if that's the case, then there's a universe that has stopped that universe from destroying all universes. And then you run into like this paradox of a situation where you say there could be an infinite amount of possibilities, but it's like it works in this way. But, well, you know, Stephen Hawking says there is, and he's pretty damn smart. So.
He's one of the smartest guys out there.
He also says no messing with artificial intelligence.
Or extraterrestrials.
Yep. Say we should just live in our own little bubble, but colonize space.
Some useful resources out there.
Expand us all over the place.
Some deep stuff.
Deep, dark secrets.
The secrets of the universe, folks. You heard it here first on Flapdoodle
Forum.
There
are secrets to the universe.
We will be discussing these secrets on our shows.
Well, we can't tell them.
We can hint
they're
at
secret.
It.
All right.
Listen to our show every single episode if you want
and
to hear
yeah,
hints
you'll
about
see it
these.
If you can, the first word that each of us utters, if you line them up.
We've actually been carefully constructing a message. If you go back and watch all of our previous episodes,
you'll figure it out, for sure.
The first word that is said at the 15th minute of each episode. Line them all up.
Line them all up. I want to see in the comment section all of it.
It's like it actually does like form a, like a coherent message.
It's like, destroy the government. It's like, wait, what is going on? Oh, man.
Well, that's my story,
that's
Luke.
Your story? Well,
hopefully
if that's
you
the
have
case,
something almost as entertaining.
Should we go to
our weekly segment?
Ghost Stories of the Week.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Next topic!
Dun, 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 dun.
It was a good lead-in because it was a ghost particle.
Ghost particle. Ghost stories. And then we'll go out to something completely unrelated. All right, Matt. Do you want to go first or should I?
You can go first.
I'll go first since you went first. About, Lake George. It's happening in Lake George.
Oh, wow. I think I might have been there before.
Somebody somewhere has been to this George Lake.
Mm-hmm. Named after King George.
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Probably. All right. Lake George.
So, I was at a hotel in Lake George with my husband, and I kept on hearing sounds at night. Then I got up and saw these little girls. I was so scared that I drove to Burger King.
What? Why? Why is that your first instinct when you get scared by little ghost girls?
I need a big Whopper.
I need some greasy food to remove the memory of this ghostly experience. Comfort me.
When I was going back to the hotel, the police were there. I said that I was staying there to the police. Then they said that there was a murder and two little girls were killed in their hotel room when their mom was out at the same Burger King as me. Oh, then I told them I heard weird noises. I was so scared. I now go visit my husband in prison once a week. What is going on? What the? That was a joke. Okay. Nice, Sally. That's nice.
Well played.
Nice.
I gotta hand it to Sally.
Nice, Sally.
Some parts of that didn't really make sense. But...
It did. Well, listen, man. She's telling a story about herself.
Yeah, but why Burger King?
I don't know. She really liked Burger King. Okay, man. Here.
Let me find one real quick.
New York ghost sightings.
Need to make sure that it's as poorly written as possible. All right, I think this is a good one. This is from Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh.
I was a young man, about 27 years old. I was in basketball shape. I had five young children. That night I played basketball outside with the neighbors, and I became increasingly very thirsty. I started drinking a lot of soda. My mouth became very dry. It was a dryness I have never felt before in my life. Then I told my wife I was feeling sick. She said go to the hospital tomorrow.
That's it? Okay.
I was urinating every 5 minutes prior to the next event. I got up at 2 o'clock a.m. to make some soup.
What?
To make some soup so the dryness I felt in my mouth could go away. I felt weak as if I was about to pass
it's
out.
Salty, it's not going to help.
As I walked into the kitchen, I turned around. I saw a black man standing behind me with a trench coat and black hat. I thought I was seeing things. I thought when I turned back around, he would be gone. But he wasn't. All my doors were locked. I prayed to God and asked God to please let it go away because I have five children to raise. I turned back around, and he was gone. I went to the doctor that morning. They checked my blood sugar, and it was 1400.
I don't know what that means.
The doctor said I should have been in a coma or dead.
Oh.
I believe the spirit was there to warn me. For those who do not believe in spirits, I was once like you. I believe now.
So wow. The diabetes fairy came and visited him, said, you're hey.
The ghost of diabetes passed. Wow. Whoa. That one took all I could muster. And the part with the soup?
Part with the soup.
When he just got up at 2 in the morning to make soup, that was
something else.
I took everything that I could muster to maintain my composure for that one.
That was pretty funny. I have to admit, that was pretty good.
I think I topped you this week. Although the Burger King
part was pretty good, too.
What do you users think?
What do you think? Burger King?
Burger King or soup at 2 in the morning?
Your choice.
Vote in the comments. Provide your insight and feedback for us to enjoy.
Go on Twitter. Tweet us.
Hashtag soup at 2 in the morning.
Soup at 2 in the morning.
Or hashtag Burger King after a murder.
Oh, man. All right, I guess it's my turn now.
Murder King.
Murder King.
Next topic.
All right, Luke. Share your flapdoodle so I can just stop being caught in such suspense. It's killing me, man. What's your story about? No. Is it from IO9? Is it from...
Let me remember. Is it from IO9?
Is it from IFL?
Is it from IO9?
Science?
Is it? I gotta go to my saves. Come on. Come on, you can do it. You can do it, Facebook. You can do it. You could do it. You could do it.
Who's a
good
Facebook?
Oh my gosh, what is going on?
Who's a good Facebook?
Load. Alright. Time to get back to some science articles, Matt.
Really? You were going all creepy on me, and now you're going all sciencey?
Saw it, and I thought, wow, that's actually really fascinating. This comes from iflscience.com.
What does that stand for, Luke?
I love science.
Love science. All right, what is it?
4-year-old Australian boy receives world's first artificial pancreas.
Wow.
In 2013, let me just say that this was written by Lisa Winter.
You go, girl.
In 2013 alone, over 79,000 children around the globe were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, an autoimmune disorder that affects the amount of insulin produced by the pancreas. Receiving insulin therapy through a traditional pump or injection can require a lot of work to ensure blood sugar levels are safe, particularly during the night. With the device managing insulin outputs, diabetics who typically test their blood sugar up to 8 times a day will need to do so less frequently. Xavier Hames from Perth received the device from Princess Margaret Hospital for Children, where he has been receiving treatment for diabetes since he was 22 months old. There is also where clinical trials for the device has been going on for several years. The artificial pancreas features a sensor that reads blood sugar levels and communicates to the pump, which is connected to the body underneath the skin, to administer the insulin. Unlike traditional pumps, the new technology does not deliver a constant stream of insulin to the body. Instead, the artificial pancreas uses the algorithm to track blood sugar levels.
The pancreas knows math?
It does know math. Algorithmic math. Math.
What? Yeah. Predicting insulin is no longer required. This reduces the risk of dangerously low blood sugar, known as hypoglycemia.
So wait, this pancreas pretty much manages your insulin levels?
It does, just like your actual pancreas does.
Hence,
artificial pancreas.
Wow, Lucas. That's a breakthrough.
It is, man. I mean, before...
And this is the first time this has happened.
Yes.
So it's just like that one article you shared recently where they came out with the first artificial veins? Was it, or?
Veins, or maybe they were lab-grown veins or something.
Test tube veins.
Test tube veins.
What's that?
Just from my lady friend.
Ooh. I'll let you respond to that. Should bring her on Flapdoodle. She can translate our show into German. So we can do
it. She can.
Flapdoodle Forum, now available in 2 languages.
Fascinating.
So that pancreas thing.
Yes.
That's a big breakthrough. That's a big deal.
I guess so. I mean, there is a lot of this happening. I mean, like, you know, I've done tons and tons of articles so far about artificial or regenerative medicine.
What other artificial organs have they made?
There's an artificial heart. I wonder if there's artificial lungs. That'd be interesting.
Artificial intestines.
Intestines. I don't know how that... That would be very specific, because you'd have to figure out how to, like, absorb nutrients and then break down. It's kind of like a...
Artificial couple. Liver.
Maybe. I'd have to check. The one I know for sure, there's an artificial heart. I know for sure. I'd be kind of terrified, because, like, what if the battery ran out on me? Or some mechanical failure happened?
That's scary.
That would be pretty scary.
That's just like how they were concerned about Dick Cheney.
He has half a fake heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has like a little box on the outside that like controls it or something. Yeah, Cheney's a cyborg, just like we all thought. What was I gonna say? It's like this crazy medical horizon we're on right now. It's like just this stuff is just starting getting underway and. Like we've said before,
makes me excited for the future.
I hope that things for us will be good, as long as we can afford it.
I'm saving my
that'll
money
be,
now.
That'll be the real kicker, unless you lived in a country where you have free healthcare. So
it's cool because we are part of the generation that's really going to be like reaping the benefits of this when we start getting older. Like the baby boomers are kind of taking advantage of it now because they've got medical breakthroughs that they didn't have, you know, 30 or 40 years ago. But like 30 or 40 years from now, we're going to be like,
oh yeah,
set in our golden age.
And then there's those, did you see the guy, the double amputee who had 2 robotic arms who can control his mind?
I heard about that.
That was pretty cool. Pretty freaking cool, man. The future is here, man. It's happening now. All the things that they said would happen are happening. Except we don't have flying cars yet.
It's funny, I saw
if
that.
If ever. Probably not.
There was like a checklist of everything that they predicted in Back to the Future would be around in 2015 and which ones came true and which ones didn't.
Yeah. And?
Electronics in clothing is a thing.
Yeah.
Hoverboards.
Yeah. Only on metal, but...
There's a couple other things. Most of them didn't come true.
Yeah, there's no holograms, there's no...
Flying cars.
Flying cars. It's probably a good thing. I mean, see how bad people drive now. Unless it was, like, computerized.
We've got drones, though.
We have drones, that's for sure.
Drones for days.
Drones for days, and they're all causing problems, though. I guess somebody flew...
One landed in the White House lawn.
I was talking to my friend there from Germany, and she said she was talking about that drone thing, but then at the same time, another drone, like, almost ran into Angela Merkel over in Germany.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Drones are everywhere.
Yeah, it's just... And the Amazon delivery drone thing that's going to happen someday?
Yeah, what's the status of that?
I have no idea.
I haven't heard anything about it since they announced it.
I think they're just waiting. Yeah, the Marine. They're waiting on the rules from the FCC, who's taking a very long time to come up with them.
You mean the FAA?
The FAA. Yes, the FAA. Still waiting on the FCC to make up their mind about the internet. Hopefully they do the right thing. But
dude, some guy came in my store with like one of the new Phantom drones.
Yeah.
It's like way bigger than the one we have.
Oh, no, there is a bigger version. Like, it's a black one that has, like, eight.
No, this one wasn't black. It was white.
It was white?
Yeah. But it was, like, four times the size of ours. It had, like, huge...
So it looked like ours, but it was bigger.
Mm-hmm. That's it had the same color scheme. Like, the white with the stripes.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. We need to fly that thing again. We should get some...
Yeah. We need to come up with something to do. I mean, I have...
I don't know how open you'd be to this, but, like... I live right near the Cohoes Falls now.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be pretty cool if we got, like, some aerial shots of the falls.
I would just have to make sure that we're fully charged so the thing doesn't just fall out of the sky.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a disaster.
Yeah. Buy another battery or something.
But it's been pretty solid so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to use it for work, but then I thought everybody knew I didn't have a GoPro, that you were the one with the GoPro, and nobody brought one, so we couldn't use it for work. I was very disappointed. I want to show it off.
Oh, was that the day you texted me?
Yeah, I was like, Matt, is anybody home? Because like, I was going to go to the dentist in Latham that day, too. So I was like, oh, I could just stop off at Cohoes before I go back to the shoot. But nope. No go. No candy. No cigars. No automobiles.
No potatoes.
I want some potatoes. I was going to have tuna and fries, but then I had sushi instead.
I think sushi is way better than tuna and fries. Luke.
Matt?
These cameras are watching us.
They are watching us. Do you know why?
Because we're being recorded?
We're being recorded. There are people watching us right now, hopefully.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
That Wilson Smolder.
Is that... I think that's the end of it. End of that. All right.
Well, Jellyheads.
Thanks for listening to this episode of...
Flapdoodle Forum.
With your hosts...
Lucas Wilson.
And Matt...
Buckley.
If you enjoyed this episode, may I suggest you hop into our website at psychojellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, and the podcast app Stitcher. Please rate and review it.
It really helps our show.
Yeah. Well, he said. If you're a fan, you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/psychojellyfish or follow us on Twitter at jellycast. Please. And any thoughts, words, comments, or questions, perhaps, I don't know, strange story or ghost story you want to send our way? Send it to us at email at psychojellyfish.com or leave it in the comments. It's been a fun one, folks.
Go to Burger King.
Have some soup.
At 2 a.m.
Keep psycho. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.